Welcome to the Soul Tribe Podcast. The Soul Tribe Podcast was created to help you navigate through the world of spirituality, wellness, and self-development in an easy, grounded, and relatable way. We break down everything from the Akashic Records, manifesting, spirituality, and so much more. We want to help expand your boundaries and bring the spiritual world to you in a fun and easy way. Get ready to be inspired with tips, tools, and easy-to-digest information. Let's do this.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Soul Tribe Podcast. Today it's just going to be me, Lucia. I wanted to do a soul episode and speak a little bit about how we're frequency and how, you know, we have electromagnetic field and things like that. And then I have a few stories I have in mind to kind of speak about. So the first thing I was thinking is we never talked about mudras with Lorena on the podcast. And the other day I was asking Lorena if she wanted to talk about mudras, and she's like, yeah, I don't really know much about that. And I was telling Lorena that I sometimes will use a specific mudra, which is an empowerment one. You guys know I love empowerment. I'm all about empowerment. But there's an empowerment mudra that I use specifically that I learned, and I use that a lot. But then there's also mudras, for example, I mean, off the top of my head, enlightenment, and the one that I'm doing, empowerment. There's ones to go deeper into better meditation. There's ones to release emotions. Like there's all, I mean, you could Google it and probably find a bunch of information. And to be honest with you, I don't know which ones, because there's probably a bunch of different manuals, but like there's like the Indian style one where it's about like your energy field. I think Ayurveda uses some mudras specifically. So I'm not really sure I never looked up where it originated from, but I know that it's something that for me, you guys know that I'm very much aligned with the cosmos and the galactic information, things like that. So that's where I got into mudras, because what I learned when I learned about the cosmos and our you know, universe and the reality and all these things, it's that our fingertips, but also not just our fingertips, but like our toes, like the end of our toes and our fingertips, they all have an electric magnetic field. I've heard this said differently by other people. I think they called it like antennas. I think some people would call it antennas. But the way that I understand it and the way that I like to perceive it and like bring it into my consciousness is that our fingertips, each of them have like it's like an electric magnetic field, or, you know, a way of connecting. And by moving them and connecting them with a certain one finger with another finger, things like that, certain fingers with certain fingers in certain positions, aka a mudra, what you're doing is you're activating a potential. In the case of me, I'm doing the potential of empowering myself, right? And I really believe in that, and that we are frequency, and we have an electric magnetic field. And that's why you guys have heard me talk about the Healy so much, the Healy device, which I have some really crazy stories about that I wanted to bring into here, because I was like, wow, this thing just keeps impressing me the longer I have it. But going back to the mudras and our fingertips, that's the way we can like activate a part of our potential, or the part of our something that we are able to tap into, is another way I guess I could say it. And Lorena's never tried it, but I have to be honest with you, I've done it in not every meditation. I've done it in quite a few meditations, and sometimes I have to like stop and release my hands, because the amount of energy I feel coming in and frequency is insane. And I've had this problem with meditation before. I know that like people find meditation relaxing, but they also receive a bunch of energy. And for me, there comes a point, like I think it's around the 30, 40 minute mark. Once I've started meditating 30, 40 minutes in, it happens not all the time, but often, that like I feel like my legs, like I want to kick my legs, I need to get up, but like run, like it's like too much energy came in. And I haven't been able to fully comprehend what, if that happens to everybody or if there's something specific. I think maybe if I ask people, some people might say like maybe it's not rooting properly, and then I don't know, like I'm not really fully sure. But speaking about rooting, I had so many more, you guys know I've always had issues with rooting. And I mean, we did the whole grounding course with Lorena that I previously talked about with her. We did the whole grounding course together because it came up from my Akashic Records of how severe the condition of me not being properly rooted affected me. And so ever since that, I had to literally learn what rooting meant and how it affects you negatively if you're not properly rooted, and how to keep rooting something in your life on a consistent basis, especially since I'm an Akashic Records reader. And let's say I have a week where I have, you know, readings Monday to Friday, like every day. And then, you know, imagine when I get to Saturday and Sunday, I've used my upper chakras, my throat, my heart chakra, my throat chakra, you know, the crown chakra and the third eye. I'm using all of those in the readings. And if I have readings all week, you can imagine that I have the upper chakras that I just listed super activated and super like on point, and they're on there, they're up there, right? And they're vibrating and they're being used and they're being activated and they're receiving energy. And then imagine my throat or my heart down, sorry, my heart chakra down, like the sacral all the way down. Those are just like kind of like there, not really getting energy that other parts of like of me are using that energy. And so that's another reason why I became very unrooted, was because I was using my upper chakra so much on top of not really realizing rooting is a thing that I already had issues with. I mean, even in my Mayan, since I've been studying Mayan astrology, I've realized that that shows up in my Mayan astrology, even that I have a part of what I'm supposed to bring in that's a challenge for me is rooting as well. So it comes up in many things. And so then that's when I learned more about rooting and grounding. You can call grounding as well. So the grounding course that we did with Lorena, that's something we ended up teaching because of us realizing how intense and important it is for you to have that. And so I think maybe part of that sometimes might be that I don't properly ground the energy that like the extra energy I'm getting, maybe it's not going grounded and it's overwhelming my body. Maybe that's a theory. I haven't confirmed that yet. That's a theory. But speaking about rooting, Lorena and I have, it's been really crazy. Like last episode, we kind of said that, and we weren't fully ready to like kind of tell all the details, and I'm still not fully there yet. I'm not ready to tell the details yet, but just, it's been really crazy with moving here and then moving here and then moving here. And then we did a lot of moving around, especially me. I did more than Lorena. I've had to do way more than Lorena. And, it showed up in my, when I read my frequency with my Healy device that reads your frequency. If you have the Healy Resonance, basically you grab the apparatus and with your phone app, you read the frequency and the device will tell you, you know, this, you can read your chakras, you can read your aura, you can read your frequency. And so I read my, chakras, my aura, aka my aura. And it was saying like my root was at 30 something. It was like 38 or something, which is like the really low from 100. So it was really, really low. And I knew it. I knew with all the moving that I, you know, it wasn't something I wanted to do. It was something that I had to do, the moving. And it wasn't once, it was quite a few times and very disruptive. And so now that I'm finally settled, it's funny because now I'm in a better place and much more convenient. There's more commodities. There's more, it's more like, you know, a small house for me in Aurora. And so I'm much more, and I just got here a few days ago. And so I'm already seeing it. I read my aura and it's like, okay, I'm back to 90 something. I've been at 98 for 2 days now. I'm like, oh my goodness, okay. And I feel different. Like I didn't need my Healy to tell me that. I already felt it. But it's really important to be rooted. And so that's something that I constantly check up on. Since I have a device that will tell me, I constantly check up on it. And I know that it's my issue. And I think that's the really important thing about everyone, like, rooting might not be a thing for everybody. That's a problem, right? Some people might actually have the contrary to me where it's like they can't get their upper chakras to activate. I've always like lived in la-la land, like not la-la land, but like kind of like flowy or, you know, up there. Even when I was young, really young, like in my, you know, 6-7 year old, I remember like just having dreams of insane dreams that I could still remember till this day. And all these experiences that I had, spiritual as well. So that was just in me. But some people might have issues with activating that. And so that's what they have to work on. So I think it's really important to like know, what is your frequency limitations? What is your chakra limitations? What is your, you know, we talk about that we're frequency and that we have a circuit. Like where's your circuit kind of break? You know, like if think about like an electrician in a house where like the, you know, when you plug something in, the whole electrical system goes haywire and like the master pops and you have to go like return it back on, right? You have to go to the breaker and just like set it back again. like, what is it in your circuit that pops every once in a while or pops often, or when you get out of balance, what is the part of the circuit that is you? Because we are circuits as well. So just think of us as a house. We have our frequency. We have our circuit that connects us to Earth, but also to where we originally come from, which is the other higher dimensions, right? And so I think it's really important for us to know ourselves really well and to make sure that we are attentive to our own frequency. That could come in as intuition, that could come in as knowings, that could come in as almost like you just kind of feeling something. Making sure to like fix that, so you can call that healing, but going to the root of the problem, like not just going, I'm going to put a band-aid on it. Like, you know, the typical, you go to a doctor and my head hurts and they'll give you a pill. Okay. Your migraine's gone now. It's like, no, why are you having migraines? Let's go find out why you're having migraines. So knowing your circuit and knowing where the circuit tends to pop, I guess, is a really good way of saying it. So I think it's important for us to become much more self-aware with ourselves. And you'll catch yourselves in even emotional things. You'll know like, oh, this is getting disrupted in me and I know where this is coming from. Or you're about to live something or you're going through something and you go, ooh, this is probably going to bring up this reaction that I tend to have. I think that's really intelligent of us to like be so self-aware where you, I mean, who's going to be a better doctor than you yourself who know yourself? You know yourself since the moment you were born. No one can tell you as well as yourself what feels off or what feels right as well. And so we need to become, and I have said this so many times, this is an empowerment thing that I love. Like, we're in an era where we need to become our own gurus. We need to become our own medics, our own doctors. That doesn't mean you're not going to go to external professionals to get get somebody that's a healer, even if it's a holistic healer. Go to someone that knows that stuff. Going to someone that's like a chiropractor, acupuncture, you're still going to go to those people, but you're going to go to those people wiser of saying, this is what's going on and this is where I think it's coming from. And between the two of you, the guru that you are for yourself and that whatever holistic doctor, or maybe it's even a therapist, maybe it's an Akashic Records reader, for example, where like, you know that you need help figuring out why this block is happening and you are self-aware about it, you're your own guru about it, but you just need someone external to kind of help you either confirm what you believe or figure out the blockage, tap into your contract with the Akashic Records, or, you know, maybe it's an astrologer. Astrology is awesome. You guys know I'm starting Mayan astrology. Like, maybe it's that. So I'm not saying that we're not supposed to continue to go to those external helps, because we all need to kind of help ourselves, but become very self-aware of yourself, of your circuit, of your frequency, self-aware of your feelings, of your intuition, your where you lack, but also where you're really good at. What are you really good at? And like, empower yourself with that and use that to your advantage. So I think those are really important things. And so speaking about frequency and like being aware. So the other day, it was the last time that I was like, I was trying to, so I'm, where I am now is a much more stable place. Before I got here, it was about 2 days, 3 days ago. Maybe it was 3 days ago where I wasn't, no, it was 2 days ago. It was before the move. No, 3 days ago. Okay, sorry. 3 days ago, and when I was at another place, which was like a just passover place that I was given till I was into more like settled place, like an apartment, right? And I was, sorry. And I was, it was probably, I don't know, what time was it? It was like 1 a.m. when I just woke up, and Aurora was sleeping, and I woke up and I just like, boom, my eyes just like, boom, I was awake. My eyes just wide open. And then my analytical brain woke up with me right there. And my analytical brain was thinking about all the problems that were about to like possibly come up with my move situation, my living situation, and my possible abundance situation. And there was just so many things coming in. And I was just, I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop the thinking process. You guys remember what happened to me last time? I talked about the Healy. What happened to me last time when I went into that? My legs started hurting me and I couldn't get it to go away. And the Healy kept telling me that it was to run the program that was about exams. It was because my mind wouldn't stop. And I kept putting other programs. I would put the Healy with the sticker thingies, the node thingies in the area where my leg was killing me. It was killing me, I remember. And it would not go away until I finally listened to the Healy when it read my frequency and it said, run this, it's under the learning program. It's like, run this exam system And I was like, but I'm not studying for an exam. And I remember thinking, what's going on? And it ended up being like that. It solved my pain. It went away after like literally, I don't know if it was 30 minutes or something. It was like an insane rapid. It was incredible. It was just so quick. And that goes to show you, it was just my mind was going so much and my body was trying to tell me, dude, you feel stuck. And I was going to exactly where it is, which is my knee. And it was the right side, it was my rational side. So everything made sense. And my Healy was just telling me something that I should have picked up on myself. And I was suspecting it, but I was like thinking I was going to fix it by fixing the pain in the area. And no, I had to go to the root of the problem. I know better than that. And so when I woke up the other day at 1 a.m. and I started overthinking, I remember thinking to myself, oh, please don't have that leg thing again. And I spent the next 2 to 3 hours, I couldn't go to sleep. My head couldn't stop thinking about all the possible problems. And I know better than that. You guys know that. I know, like, don't go into victim role, but I started going into that victim role thinking about how am I going to do this and how am I going to fix that and how this and how that. I was just so worried about it. I mean, mind you, it was a third different place I was living in, and it was just, it was too much for me at that point. I didn't know when I was going to get stability again. I couldn't deal with it anymore. And so what I ended up doing was after 3 hours of this, which, why did I wait so long? I don't know. You'd think that I would get smarter quicker, but I was like, no, wait, I need to grab my Healy. So I grabbed the Healy device and I read my frequency, and the Healy was telling me to run, what was the name of the program? Balance. Something, I forgot which one it was, but it was under, it was under the deep cycle, because there's set programs. So it was under the deep cycle and it was something balance. I forgot the name of it. But it was basically telling me it wasn't balance. It was calm. But I'm running balance right now while I'm talking to you guys. That's why I'm thinking balance. It told me now that I needed to run balance. It was something calm. It was under the deep cycle and it was telling me to write something calm. So remember, I had just told you, I spent 3 hours, my mind would not stop. And I was starting to have mini panic attack. Like my heart was starting to beat really quick. Like I was overdoing it with analytical thinking and the worrying. And so I said, Lucia, you got to stop. Like this is going to make you really sick tomorrow. I'm going to wake up and my immune system is going to be down and I'm going to start feeling sick. And I was like, no, I got to stop this. And so that's when I grabbed the device, I read myself, and it was telling me to go under the deep cycle to run a program called Something Balance, or Something Calm. Man, I keep saying balance. Something Calm. And so I ran that calm program, and I think it was 15 minutes. I put it on my chest, I remember, and I laid down, and I was like, okay, I need to calm down. And then, yeah, 15 minutes in, boom, I passed out. I woke up. The next morning, I woke up with the Healy still in my chest. I didn't even move from my position. It knocked me out. I was like, oh my goodness, yeah. And what I thought was hilarious was the other day when I'd spent like 3 days and Aurora was in what a mood. I mean, she was being affected by the move and move and move and move just like me. And so she was in quite a mood and I get her. I understand. I was in like a bit of a, you know, funky mood myself where I'm like, where are we to be sleeping tomorrow? Like, where are they going to move us then? So I was also in a bit of a like stressful mood and she was obviously externally showing me and it was like unbearable because she wasn't letting me do anything. And I remember I read her frequency with the Healy and the Healy told me to, it was emotional. What was it? Oh no, contentment, acute contentment told me to run for her. Basically, it was saying that she wasn't happy. And so it was so funny, guys, because we were both laying in bed and she was just on her like iPad playing a little game in her mood. And I ran it. And then I think it was 20 minutes in or something like that, maybe 15 minutes in. She's a very funny kid. She started cracking jokes. Her like, it was like a 180. The mood that she had before I was running the program, it was like a 180. So that, and I'm telling you these stories because that goes to show you guys how much our frequency, if you're able to like adapt it, change it, tap into it, how much it can change us. And we, in our community, so Lorraine and I have the membership community we've talked about quite a few times, right? And the membership community, we started interviewing our own members who all have amazing abilities. And so I'm not going to name the person because I don't have permission to. But the interview's up in the community, so anyone who's in the community or signed up for the community or signs up can watch that video. But we were talking about, you know, frequency, and she does a lot of healing with things like, with the frequency, things like that. And she was saying, like, yeah, there's modalities that basically do what the Healy device is doing. That's what she was saying, right? And it's true. It's just tapping into frequency. One is using the device that's a quantum reader, and the other one is just an individual who can also be a quantum reader. I mean, call it intuitive. There's intuitives that are basically reading your energy field. And that intuitive, call it a Reiki, in, like a Reiki master, or call it an angelic healer, call it a whatever you want. Like, there's so many different modalities. I can go on, of course, like the list, but that person is a quantum reader, just like the Healy device. It's intuitively, I guess, like connecting with your field, your energy field. It's picking up on what we need to work on. And then that individual as a healer, as an intuitive, is going to then begin the process of trying to help you tap into that part of yourself so you can begin to heal it. Or activate that frequency in you, so then you begin to activate that frequency, and then that whole cycle begins. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I thought it was so important to understand that we are frequency. And the fact that we weren't taught this since the moment we were born, to me, is insane. Like, I think we should be understanding this and learning about this even before we get down to 1 + 1 = 2. Because if every child is taught from the get-go that you have a field, and that field is literally working with you, for you, or against you, because maybe there's something there that's not fully, you know, in line, attuned, but teaching you that you can then tap into that field and then fix that frequency, and then that frequency will change the whole energy of the rest of the aura, the rest of your field, but then also it's going to go to your physical body and improve, in this case, improve your physical body in whatever sense, in all the planes, emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, all of them. All you have to do is tap into that field, tap into that frequency. And so why aren't we taught that? Why aren't we shown that? Why? It's insane to me. Obviously, us as parents, we need to teach that to our kids. We need to teach that to our kids, because they're obviously not going to learn it right now from the external world. That's still very matrix-oriented education, right? So we need to be the ones that do that with our children and teach them. At whatever time we see fit, that's something that I think is going to change the generation. It's going to change. It's going to be part of the change that's coming in, all of us becoming aware of that. So what are you doing? You're empowering yourself. What are you doing? You're becoming your own healer. What are you doing? You're becoming your own guru. All the things that I talk about, which is the 5D energy, leaving the 3D energy. Doesn't mean you can't go to a doctor, whether that's a holistic doctor, whether that's a like a doctor you really trust, whatever. It just means that you can go to that individual with additional information that person might take much longer to figure out or tap into, because you know possibly the root of the problem. Or maybe you're getting a reading from an intuitive, from, I don't know, a tarot reading. Maybe you're getting a Akashic Records reading. Maybe you're getting a channeled reading. Whatever it is, that person might be able to help you further tap into that, and then you can bring that to whatever doctor or individual you see fit to help you get to that root of the problem. Maybe it's a healer in itself. Maybe it's intuitive in itself. That's the one that helps you. Or maybe you just go to a device. In the future, there'll be many more devices. Like, for example, the Healy I'm talking about. In the future, I think there will be many more devices that are going to come in, that are going to work with us to our benefit. I mean, this existed for the longest time, just like the Tesla and the stuff. Everybody knows that there's free energy, and that I'm not going to get into it too deep because I don't want this to be shut down, the audio to be shut down on any of our platforms. But we know that there is energy that we can use, that's universal energy that we all have the right to use, but that it doesn't make money. And so it doesn't make money. It's not convenient. Well, the same thing goes with this. Royal Rife already figured this out in the 20s. He already figured this out in 1920s. He was already able to work with cells that were sick, and I'm not going to say more specific just in case, but cells that were sick, and got to help destroy those cells just with frequency. And it didn't kill or destroy any of the good cells. I'm just saying cells. I'm thinking specifically about a certain cell, but I'm going to keep it at just saying cells that are sick because I don't want this to be shut down in any way. So this was, I think this was in the 1920s. Like, that already existed. We could have already been using that. But again, it doesn't make money because frequency is free. And frequency can be tapped into. And so it's not going to really make anybody a lot of money. And so we're having to do this process where a few, you know, it's starting to come out. A few companies are able to start bringing his Royal Rife's like knowledge in. And there's more than one device, I'm pretty sure. I think there's like two or three maybe out there, the Healy being one of them. I can't recommend the others because I've never tried them, right? But I can tell you I've had the Healy for now 3 or 4 years around there. And it consistently impresses me. And I don't know why it consistently impresses me when I know we are frequency and I know we have a circuit. So we're supposed to tap into that. And the more we get into the 5D energy, we need to continue to tap even more into that because that's how we connect with our fifth dimensional selves and begin to live that life and walk ourselves out of 3D and walk ourselves out of the matrix and walk ourselves out of a system that no longer suits us. And I'm not dissing it. Like, it suited us. It suited us. We came here to have that experience. We learned from it. We progressed from it. And the human body had to go down this really, really intense, dense reality because we needed to evolve aspects of the body, and souls needed to experience that. So I'm not saying like it's the worst thing could ever have happened. We get out of it now. No, I'm saying it already suited us and now we can be done with it. The problem is some souls are going to take much longer to figure it out than others. Some souls are going to take much more time to be like, I'm ready to leave it. And some souls might not even do that in this lifetime. Some souls might not even leave 3D in this lifetime because they did not sign up for that. And they're just going to go and continue the 3D life somewhere else when they feel fit to leave here, Earth, and this 3D reality. But from now on, all the souls being born here, none of them signed up for 3D. They're all coming in to live 5D realities because it's no longer permitted to come in with a contract for 3D. That's over. That's done with. That era finished. And if I'm not mistaken, from 2017 on, so all the souls that came in from 2017 on, none of them should have had or should have any contracts that say, you're here to experience 3D. They were here to come in and transition right into 5D as soon as it came into the possibility. And in 2016 is when, and I talk about this in Cosmic U courses because I did video 1, 2, and 3. So if you haven't done my course, Cosmic U courses, I basically talk about how Earth has a quarantine. And I'm not talking about the quarantine that we had in 2020. I'm talking about a different quarantine that's been around us much, much, much longer on Earth. And it was a magnetic field put around us to protect us from ourselves, but then external and negative energies that were coming in to affect taking advantage of our lower density experiences that we all had signed up for. So to make sure that we didn't, I guess you could say, implode or explode ourselves, what ended up happening was a quarantine, a magnetic field had to be put around us to protect us. And then that made us get stuck in that whole karma wheel thing. So in 2016, supposedly this was lifted. And so then all the souls coming in from 2017 on, all those souls came in, the quarantine was no longer upon us, and they were coming in from higher dimensions, coming down to incarnate and signing up for not 3D, but to be in 5D the majority of their life. So they didn't say, I'm here to experience 3D. They say, I'm here to be the beginning of 5D, for example. That might be what the contract says. I'm here to be part of the solution and not the problem, things like that. So there's a lot that we need to understand, and that generation hopefully will get it because they're supposed to. We're supposed to be ready by the time they come into their adulthood. We need to be much more in a much more aligned place. So we are also the parents of that generation, or we're the aunts and uncles of that generation, or, you know, we're the grandparents of that generation. So we need to be able to assist them with seeing it because they still are surrounded. 3D still exists on this planet. They're still surrounded by 3D. We need to make sure that they don't get, because they can still be consumed by it and fall for it because it's still here. So that's our job. We need to make sure that they see past that and they see the bigger picture because we want them to be able to comply with their contract and with their soul's mission and purpose. And that's our job. That's our responsibility, letting them see the light, the other side, understand the bigger picture. And what I wanted to kind of say in today's episode, because we're talking about, of course, the circuit that is our body, our frequency, things like that. What I wanted to make sure to say today is that try not to keep yourself, and I know we're going through, like, the energies are coming in, and you guys know that we talked about the resonance, the Schumann resonance in the last episode. Or was it? Oh, that was, no, sorry, that was in the community. That wasn't our community, our membership community. We were talking about the resonance, the Schumann resonance that came in. I don't think we talked about it in the podcast. I'm not sure. No, I don't remember. Well, anyways, if we didn't talk about it. So last week, the discussion was everywhere. Like, people were talking about the Schumann resonance and how insane and how it was, you know, how you'd see these amazing patterns in it. And that's literally the frequency coming in. That's part of what Lorena and I were talking about when we talked about the energies coming in from May all the way to August. So we're in it. We're in the middle of it right now, guys. It might feel like time's going so quick. And it might feel like you're like, you blink your eye and you're like, what? It's already Friday? How is it already Friday? And then you blink and you're like, what? It's already the weekend again? What? Like, things like that. And so that's because the energy's coming in. You might be grabbing on it. It's like, you might be grabbing onto it and surfing it, like going with it for that moment, popping yourself out of 3D. And that means that you're going to be moving real quickly through that time, because the time in fifth dimensional energy functions quicker, functions differently. And so you have to remember that it's not just you being really busy. It's that you're trying to fit in a 3D timetable, or like a 3D calendar schedule, in a 5G energy field. And so what would take usually in a 3D world, maybe, I don't know, an hour, you maybe lost 5 hours, maybe lost 6 hours. Maybe you're like, how did I don't understand. It's, you know, I don't know how everybody's going to perceive it, because everybody's different, but I can tell you that for me, it's been like a blink of an eye, insane, crazy. And manifesting as well, be really careful with like your thought process, which is why the other day when I was having that like mini panic attack and realizing I was thinking about my problems and how I was going to solve them or how I was going to get out of it. I thought to myself, like, I know better than this. I should not be doing this. I need to stop myself somehow. I don't know if I would have been able to stop myself if it wasn't for my Healy device, because I had already spent 3 hours trying to stop myself and I wasn't able to do it. I couldn't stop the mind. And so I was lucky that I was able to pick up on it, realize it, catch myself. I'm like, no, I'm going into victim role, and then take the action that I took. But we need to really be careful with that, because things manifest quicker now. So it's like you're thinking about something, and if you think about it really intensely with a lot of your energy, whether it be good or bad, the fifth dimensional, if you're on that wave, and the fifth dimensional is going to be like, oh, this is what you're manifesting right now. This is what you're thinking about. Here you go. And so take a step back. Like, after hearing me say this, take a step back and go, okay, what is going on in my life that I'm not okay with? And what actions do I need to take to stop that? What am I doing? What repetitive pattern do I have going on? What habit is no longer suiting me that's actually making me lose the quality of my life? Or what thought process is making me lose the quality of my life or the enjoyment of my life? Or what am I doing to manifest this problem that keeps popping up? And that's what I do with myself all the time. I'm like, okay, wait, why is this happening again? Why am I moving for like the fourth time? Like, what's going on? And sometimes it's external from you, but it's actually, you're still co-creating. We're still co-creating. So there's something there. Why is that happening? Why is that coming in? So guys, be really careful, because when we're going through these intense energies, manifesting is quicker. And that could be a really great thing. But if you're not in a good headspace, that could be a really bad thing. So catch yourself. And again, Lorena and I have said this so many times, be careful. Don't go into the spiral of an analytical brain. It's not going to suit you. It never will, because that's 3D energy. You need to go to the heart. What is your heart saying? Do this. Okay, I'm doing this. I'm not going to go into ego. I'm not going to go into fear. I'm not going to go to analytical problem solving. I'm going to go to my heart, and my heart saying, do this. How is it going to happen? How is it going to resolve itself? Or how is this going to, you know, come into fruition? I don't know, but I'm stepping into my heart chakra, because that's my new tool that's going to be my co-creator companion, sort of say. And I talk about this like in my Cosmic You video 3, I think it is. Yeah. Which talks about the DNA, and it talks a lot about like 3D and 5D energy stuff. That Cosmic You video 3, I'm talking about the hardware is our body, the new hardware that is in the fifth dimensional world. And I'm talking about the new software that we run in that fifth dimensional reality, and how we can use those two together, the hardware and the software, to co-create, because that's the fifth dimensional energy. So I like break that all down in that video. I'll make sure to leave the links below of everything I'm talking about in this episode. For example, the Cosmic You course, because I talked about it more than once. Our membership community, I'll leave that below as well. And then, the Healy device, I'll leave my referral link below. So you guys can check that out if you want to see if it's in your area or not. It's not sold in every country. Just so you know, but the majority of the bigger countries have it. Okay, so going back to the fifth dimensional energy and how the energy is coming in and co-creating much quicker. And that's what we're here to experience. I don't care if your contract says you're here to be a light worker or if your contract says you're here to experience 3D. All of our souls do have as a subcontract instead of all the main contracts we all have that are all looking different. Nobody has the same contract. We all have as like a sub part of our contract that we're here to experience the world of co-creation, because we are all mini creators. We are all fractals, or you can also call them carbon copies or whatever you want to call them. So we are all fractals of source. And with fractals of source, we're supposed to learn to harness the powers of that ability. It's innate in you. It's either in your DNA, physical DNA. It's part of that. Some of us have a lot of aspects of our DNA turned off that we're going to be activating and turning on with this energy coming in if you're in the right place. And some of us have a lot of really interesting cosmic DNA. And that's things I talk about as well in the video 3 for Cosmic You. There's an aspect of us that we have a cosmic DNA. We don't have just one DNA. We have the physical DNA that is, for example, Lucia. And then I have a cosmic DNA that is my soul's DNA. That when Lucia's body perishes, that cosmic DNA is the one it keeps running. That DNA is always going to be present. And when you're in physical form, like I'm in the physical form as Lucia right now, my cosmic DNA is meshing and working with my physical DNA. And by the way, you cannot have a cosmic DNA that does not vibrate with or cannot work with your cosmic DNA, because the physical DNA and the cosmic DNA, if they can't work together and mesh together, then the body perishes and dies and it cannot survive. It can't get the plasma energy that's coming from, you know, the source that is your soul to keep the body going, to keep the body surviving. You guys know about the silver cord. Like if the silver cord severs, if it breaks, then the body perishes. Well, think about how these two DNAs need to come together and work with each other. And that's almost like a silver cord sort of connection where there's plasma energy coming through both parties from the soul to the body. And, you know, there's an exchange keeping this thing beating and alive. And so if the cosmic DNA is not properly able to mesh with the physical DNA, then the body won't survive and it can't keep going. That heart can't keep beating and that blood can't keep circulating and all that stuff. And the silver cord severed. So the soul knows this stuff. This is all stuff that's known. That's why the soul has this whole process of choosing the body. It's going to choose the body. And part of that experience that it's choosing is not only, I want to have brown hair and I want to be, like in my case, I want to be short. Let me be super short and let me have brown hair and brown eyes, right? It's not just that. It's also, this is the DNA because it's going to help me comply with my mission over here, because da 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 da. I'm going to have this part of the DNA because it helps me with this. And I need this DNA because it meshes really well with my cosmic DNA. And they mesh well and they'll survive really well together. And they'll empower themselves and keep each other going, sort of say. And so just remember that you have that cosmic DNA and you have also the physical DNA, and all these things are meshing together and coming into this reality to create this reality that is you. And you are a fractal or a carbon copy of source. You're just like Source. You're just still expanding, and Source already got to its perfection. And you're coming from a place of world of imperfection, learning to become perfect. And your soul signed up for that. It's not that your soul is less than Source. It's that you're a fractal of Source having an experience of imperfection in a totally and completely imperfect world, if you ask Lucia, in a totally and completely imperfect world here, that is the 3D world of Earth, to experience it, to become slowly and progressively expansive, aka learn to become much more ascended and perfect. So you're going back towards perfection. You're learning from imperfection to become perfection. This is the only reason, if you tell me, oh, like, do you follow religion or not? This is the only, like, no, that's not the only reason. Okay, no, let's scratch that. It's not the only reason. It's the main, biggest reason why I don't like the religions that exist on Earth, at least the ones I know about. Maybe there's ones I don't know about, so don't, like, hold me in the corner about it. But the ones that I do know about, I don't like that you need externally go to ask and pray to someone bigger than you, help me please, please, please with this. And I'm not saying you can't get assistance, because you guys know that I'm an angelic healer and I love asking the angels for assistance and getting help. But you being told that you need to go to a certain building and that's the only way you can connect to that individual being that you believe in, I don't care what building that is. No, dude, you can go anywhere and connect, because you are a fractal of Source and you are your own Source. And this goes back to the fifth dimensional energy we're coming into, which is you're supposed to be your own guru. You're supposed to be your own guru, your own master. And so we need to stop externally looking for buildings and religions that are going to help us feel empowered, when you need to find it inside of yourself, because that's the experience that we all signed up for, to become co-creators. And you cannot be a co-creator when you're externally giving your power away to something bigger than you, saying, please, please, please give me this now. Because now you're saying, I'm unable to have it for myself. I'm unable to obtain it for myself. And I'm unable to co-create that for myself. So, oh, massive creator, can you bring it in for me? No. What you need to start, we need to learn to do, is to start being our own. So we praying to our higher self. So you're praying to the fractal, the Source, the co-creator that is you, because your creator energy is working still with Source. We're working with Source. It's like a team. Think about it that way. But you have the ability to create it, and you have the ability to bring it into fruition, into reality. So we need to start learning to tap into the higher self that is us, that is our soul, that is the fractal of our soul, that is what's running this whole thing that is you. And we need to be like, bring me into alignment and bring me, or take me to the synchronicities that need to happen so that I can really empower myself and bring in this reality right here that I want. And I'm saying this to you guys, and I have to follow my own advice, by the way. I have to follow my own advice, because I, the other day, falling into victim role and spiraling into that victim role that happened for like 3 full hours, I should have stopped myself and thought about what I'm saying to you guys right now. So, you know, that's what I love about this podcast, because I'll come and like tell you guys what I'm getting. And I, of course, I have my catch records open now. I'm talking to you guys this whole episode. So a lot of stuff, what I'm saying is, it's not just Lucia just thinking about it. A lot of stuff is all these things are coming are messages also for us to understand. And so being now with my Akashic Records open, I'm saying this to you guys and it's coming in. I'm also saying it to myself, because I am also human. I also have my limitations. I also need to get my shit together on a consistent basis, put myself in check. Okay. So that was basically everything I wanted to say. And remember, you are frequency. I want to end this way. Remember that you are frequency, and even your body runs with frequency, even your aura runs with frequency, and the bed that you sleep on has frequency, and the floor you walk on has frequency, and the ocean that you swim in has frequency, and etc, etc, etc. Remember, everything is frequency. And remember that your resonance, the way you think about yourself, the way you feel about yourself, the way you want to create a reality, what limitations you're giving yourself, all those things, the programs you're believing, all those things are your resonance. And your resonance is almost like I'm thinking about it as the word transponder, but the transponder, I learned it from being a pilot, so I don't know if everybody knows what a transponder is, but it's like, think about it like a radio dial where you put in like a certain, like you're like 99.5 FM or something, right? So you're putting in that 99.5, you're transponding that out. That's your resonance. You're, it's like, that's your radio frequency saying I will only connect to 99.5. And so 99.5 is the only thing that can be reached by you, because that's your resonance. That's your frequency. That's your vibration. So put yourself in check on a consistent basis and check to see what you're thinking about, what you're feeling, what programs you're believing. And also, guys, another thing I want to say, how long you think it's going to take for you to manifest that reality. Because we're now in fifth dimensional timeline. Don't say, I'm going to take 10 years to buy this property over here that I always wanted to buy to grow my own food. Or I'm going to take 30 years to pay this house over here that I always wanted, because we need to stop that. That's a program. That's a program. And so that 99.5, the resonance, now you're telling to the universe, hey, I want to buy this house and I want it to take me 30 years to pay for it. I want to buy this land and I want it to take me 10 years. And that's the only thing I believe in. And so give me that. So we need to check our resonance, aka our frequency, aka our transponder, see what we're frequencying out, see what we're telling the universe out and what's bringing in. That. Okay, so remember, we're frequency. Remember that we can heal ourselves. We can be our own guru. Not saying that we can't get assistance externally, but going to that healer, going to the acupuncturist, going to that therapist, going to that, Chinese medicine doctor, going to that doctor over there, going to that reader, the astrologer, going to them with already checked information about yourself, knowing that this is a limitation, this is a problem, and I just need someone to externally help me figure it out even further. But knowing more about ourselves and being our own know-it-all, sort of say, know everything about yourself as much as you can, taking that externally to that help, that's going to be how we all help ourselves, but then help others. So remember that and connect on a consistent basis with your internal world, because from now on, our internal world is going to really dictate our external world. So connect with yourself. Don't spend so much time connecting with your neighbor right now and connecting with your friend or connecting with your family if you haven't been able to connect with yourself and figure yourself out, or giving yourself a moment to figure out what's going on inside of, for example, Lucia. Why is she having a mini panic attack at 1 a.m? I should not be taking the moment and going to my friend and messaging my friend right away and going, oh, I'm having a panic attack. I didn't do that, but I'm giving an example. Like, the worst thing I could have done was started messaging people around me or calling people, being like, oh my God, I'm having this panic attack, and they want to like get them to talk, to walk me off of the ledge, sort of say. No, I needed to do what I did do, which was like, figure out what's going on. Why am I feeling this? Okay. I'm being really analytical. This isn't good. I need to stop myself. Let me catch myself. Okay, victim role. Okay, let's go to the root of the problem and let's fix it as best I can, right? So I took my steps. So I'm not just telling you guys to do it. I'm trying to do it myself as well. So connect with yourself and with your higher self and with your internal world. And that's going to dictate the success that you could possibly, probably, most probably are going to have when you finally begin to tap into that fifth dimensional energy. So you don't create a reality you don't want. You create the reality you do want. Okay. I love you guys. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Please check out the links that I'll leave below for the community, the membership community, for the Healy device, if you're interested in looking into it. And as well, my Cosmic You courses, I will leave it below. And quick reminder that Lorena and I are Akashic Records readers, as you know, or probably know, or should know. So we do readings. Lorena does her readings individually. I do my readings individually. And we also do dual readings, which is really cool because you get the energy of Lorena and her way of reading and receiving energy and information. And then you get me, Lucia, and my form of reading and my form of channeling and how my team of masters and how they bring in the information for me. So you kind of get the best of both duality and parties, because Lorena and I are very different as individuals. And so as readers, like everybody is, every reader's different. So you get both parties assisting you in reading your Akashic Records at the same time. And if you vibe more with one of the sisters, aka Lorena or me, then just don't hesitate to connect with us, because we're both actively doing readings. You can go to our website. So I'll leave those linked below. And I've automated my process, so you can very easily now book a reading with me. So you just go to my website and then you just click book on any of the services that you're looking for, including Akashic Records reading. And then you'll pick the date and the time that's most convenient for you. and then it just checks you out. So it's very, very automated. I've decided that it was time to make things easier for me, but also for everybody, so they can see if they can do the time that I have, which was a bit more back and forth before. And to connect with Lorena, just go to her website and contact her and connect with her. And for dual readings, you can go to our Soul Tribe podcast or website or email us, and we'll go from there. Have a great, great, great or weekend or week or whenever you're listening to this. And remember, connect internally, check yourself, check to see what your transponder is saying, what frequency you got going on there with the resonance, and make sure that you're going to broadcast what you really want back. Bye, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.